The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, back here at 805-703-780-3776. I'm certain... I know that you're out there. I'm certain that you have some thoughts on A, your Texans, B, your Rockets, C, the national championship pick, D, any bowl game. I'm certain that you're out there.
E, Kareem Hunt getting kicked out of the NFL.
713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. I'm sure you do. So come on in. But first, we got our Robbins Brothers Diamond Play of the Week.
Here's your Diamond Play of the Week, presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
Remember, they missed it and went to overtime. Just inside the 16, quarterback draw, Jalen Hurts. Touchdown!
This Diamond Play of the Week is presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store, West Loop South and Clear Lake.
What a play. What a play. What a play.
Thank you, Robbins Brothers. We appreciate you. And what a game. What a game that was. That was a lot of fun to see Georgia be able to play with those bullies. Now we'll see. I think OU is going to play with them. I do. I think that's too many points. I'm going to take those points with me.
So Craig makes a point. You said you think the Texans can definitely play with the Kansas City Chiefs. You think they can beat them. I don't know that they can beat them. But, Craig, you know, this is a point. The Chiefs seem like they would be a little easier to beat now without Kareem Hunt. I think one of the things that made the Chiefs really tough to beat is that they could gas you on the ground. They had Tyreek Hill, of course. They had... Kelsey, and they got a great, young gunslinger quarterback. But what really, that stabilizer of being able to hand the ball to a running back who can just beat you up, man, that makes it so much easier for a quarterback to be a gunslinger. And there is something to the fact that they don't have that guy. Now, I think Spencer Ware can do a good job, but Kareem Hunt, otherwise he'd have been starting. Yeah. Kareem Hunt's proven his worth, and it's impossible to say that this doesn't damage the Chiefs. I don't know how you could say anything but that.
Yeah.
So, until they lose.
And by the way, their defense is vulnerable. You can score on them. If people do score on them.
Oh, yeah. No. They give up points.
They give up points. And the Texans would take advantage of that. And it's all you got to do is come up with a couple of big stops, and you can beat them. You can beat the Chiefs. I don't think the Chiefs are in the same neighborhood as the Rams and Saints.
What happens with Kareem Hunt here? We've seen the video. His quote-unquote kick. Look, physically, you're going to see he pushed the woman. It was not an all-out kick.
No, it wasn't.
You know, there's a little bit of hyperbole going on.
It was more disrespectful than anything.
Well, he continued to go after an aggressive man.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
It was disrespectful.
And so...
It wasn't a kick.
I saw the phrase Kareem Jackson brutalizes a woman. That TMZ's headlines were a little.
Kareem Jackson. I mean, good Lord.
Kareem Hunt. So apologies, Kareem Jackson.
Great Kareem Jackson.
So I just feel like that was clearly hyperbole meant to make sure you get the clicks and all that stuff. But what he did was still not right.
No.
And he still acted in a continued aggressive manner. Then all of a sudden we hear about, oh, yeah, there's another thing where he punched a guy in the face at a resort in Ohio. And so a little bit of a narrative is developing that this guy has an issue with defaulting to the anger mode. The NFL is going to get hit hard for – and who amongst us didn't say, wait a minute, this happened in February?
Yeah.
How is he still playing with the Chiefs? The Chiefs said, well, we asked him about it, and he lied to us. And when we found out he lied, we got rid of him. Are teams really out there trying to find out the truth on guys?
No.
Are they? Let's be honest.
And, oh, by the way, the NFL never even talked to Kareem Hunt. Good Lord. Were you too busy? You send somebody there. This has been, and it's a domestic violence a charge.
Anything
accusation.
You have
all of this in place,
right.
And you have, ever since Ray Rice... And you don't even talk to Kareem Hunt? What the hell, NFL? How bad does that look? At least go, well, the Chiefs talk to him. What? You need to do your own investigation. You put all of these safeguards in place and all of this stuff, and you didn't even talk to him? That's a bad, bad look for the league. That is a bad look. That wasn't even important enough for you to go and sit the guy down. Every single accusation, you need to talk to the guy so that at least it looks like you're making, even if you're not making it, at least it looks like you're making an effort. When Kareem Hunt was talking to Lisa Salters and she said, did the NFL talk? He goes, no one from the NFL talked to me. What? I mean, that's just a bad look, guys. And this is your commissioner, okay? You can have him, okay? You can have this guy. This is that it's not in place that any accusation whatsoever, the NFL needs to investigate. And investigate, by investigate, I mean talk to everyone involved. They haven't talked to the woman, and they didn't talk to Kareem Hunt. How did you investigate it? What the hell did you do? You didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. How in the hell did you investigate it if you didn't even talk to the people that were involved in it? That's ridiculous. Let's get Bradley in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Bradley? Bradley, you there?
Here when players decide to sit out of bowl games due to being high draft picks and fans start throwing their hands up complaining about people sitting out. I want to see what y'all thought about it.
Listen, you're making business decisions for the rest of your life. I'm not going to money. Listen, if the kid feels like he shouldn't play in a bowl game, I'm fine with that. That's his money. That's a business decision. He doesn't want to go because we've seen guys. We saw Jalen Smith. We've seen Willis. Now, Willis McGahee, that's a different deal. They're playing for a national championship.
You're going to name two guys in the last 14 years.
What happened to Jake Butt in the
last 17 years? Three guys in 17 years.
That's okay.
I mean, I'm not. I think there is a small amount of players who should do that. And I think typically they're going to be running backs, and typically they're players either with an injury history or nursing an injury.
Okay, I will say
that. Cornerbacks play.
Listen, if you don't have anything left to prove, first of all, University of Houston is going to be in the Army Bowl, whatever it is.
Armed Forces Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, because that's just above the Hearts of Romaine Bowl, okay? So, what does, and by the way, Ed Oliver has already shown where he's going to be.
Okay, well, he had a knee that he got chop blocked on.
Yeah.
And you understand, okay, yeah, there's nothing to, I think that you go case by case and you say, I understand that.
What about Nick Bosa? Because it was, Urban Meyer said, it really hurt us that we didn't have.
Nick Bosa had a core muscle injury.
Right.
that from what I heard was a big concern, like a real concern. And there's a reason that Nick Bosa has not played this year. It's been a long recovery process. I didn't expect him. I knew he would be done. I was like, there's no way. It's going to take him too long to come back.
Yeah,
I
don't think he's going to come back for to play Washington.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about Nick Bosa is likely a top five pick.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ed Oliver is going to be top 10, top 15. Yeah. So I get all that stuff. The Texas guy, Connor Williams not playing? No. And I know, oh, well, he's hurt. I heard that Connor could have, well, forget it. Connor had an injury that he dealt with, but he could have played through whatever. That was something separate. The other guys that didn't play, dumb.
Yeah.
Malik Jefferson, well, congrats on the third. Jefferson, hopefully your money didn't get hurt at all.
Well, but that's the problem.
It was a third-round
Malik
pick.
Jefferson can help himself. And so he, you
all
know
of those other guys could have. No. Even Connor Williams. Everyone could have helped themselves. Well, and they chose not to.
Those guys had issues with Tom Herman,
that's
right?
That's what I
did
think.
Did they not want to lay their body on the line for that's Tom right. Herman
great,
one more time?
Great. They, it really helped. Everything was great. And that, guess what? Texas won, and you guys got drafted late.
Well, they were going to get drafted late anyway.
They
right?
were going to get drafted late,
no,
even if they played in that game.
You could have gone and played Missouri. It's not. It's no, not smart but would, to just no, but bail on bail.
But wait a minute, where were they going to get drafted if they played in that game? They weren't going to. They weren't going to. I mean, well, honestly, well, how then, much would they have helped themselves?
Then bowl games don't help you at all.
No,
or they do.
I don't know.
Against Missouri, you could help yourself if you were a defensive back or a defense player against Drew Locke and Emmanuel Hall, and
or you could really hurt yourself.
Jamon Moore.
Guess what? If they work you,
then you suck. Well, then you suck. If you're so worried about competing, don't go to the league, bro, because you're going to be a puss and you're not going to do good anyway. If you won't go compete, go compete.
No, I get that. But you know what? It's where you get drafted is awfully important as far as dollars go.
Then you know what? Then you'll be exposed anyway as a fraud. And teams will know you're a fraud based on who you've played, and you've played like a fraud. If you want to compete, go compete and be a wolf.
Yeah, you
go
know
be
what?
An alpha.
You know.
If you don't, if you want to be a little cuckold, I don't want to compete. It's too scary.
I don't even
them sit out your bowl game, fourth round cornerbacks and safeties.
I don't know
do
why they decided to not.
They
play.
Did it. They did it because they don't like Tom.
Yeah, I think that's what
let's
it
be
was.
Real about.
I don't know what,
but if, I don't care if you, don't,
if you sit out your cuckold.
But you also have a bunch of. But you also have a baby
like
culture in Texas. Texas has baby culture, and that's fine. At some point, you got to clean it up. I thought Charlie Strong had cleaned it up, and he didn't. Maybe Tom Herman will. I don't know. But this entitled garbage has got to get – they got to clean that up over at that school. I'm just telling you that. You can ask anybody who steps foot in there, and they're like, Tom's got a lot to clean up. And they thought Charlie Strong was going to clean it up.
You know who cleans it up?
Who?
Quip. That's who cleans it up. And you know what they do it for? 2 minutes. I was sticking it in my mouth, but I was doing it wrong. You're damn right I was. And now I'm doing it right. Every morning for 2 minutes, and it goes and then I know time to switch quadrants. No, that's not what happens, though. That's not at all what happens.
2 minutes, huh?
2 minutes.
It's efficient.
That's right. You're damn right it's efficient. It's the most efficient toothbrush in the world. It and the smartest toothbrush. Does any other toothbrush out there tell you when it's time to switch quadrants? No. When it's time to stop brushing? No. Quip does. You know why? Smart. That's why. The other ones are all stupid toothbrushes. And if you're looking for the smartest toothbrush, and oh, by the way, $25, great stocking stuffer. Great stocking stuffer. You will love your Quip toothbrush. I love my Quip toothbrush. You will too. All you got to do is go to getquip.com/ESPN975. And you get your first 3 month refill or change of bristles and battery free. And then after that, every 3 months, it's like $5. Come on. All you got to do is go to getquip.com/ESPN975. Getquip.com/ESPN975. No, said you should
go alone. ESPN 97.5.
Dell, who's the favorite, Laura Rutledge or Kay Adams?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. See, that's the. I'm not even. Yeah.
What are you talking
your
about?
Silliness.
You're first Kay, of all, Laura you're Rutledge a couldn't cannot
Kay
touch
Adams idiot.
Cannot touch Kay Adams.
Well, no one heard what I was saying. I was saying it in your ears.
Oh, you were saying it in our ears? Well, Dell makes Laura Rutledge a 2-touchdown favorite over Kay Adams. Yeah. From Good Morning Football.
I don't
you
know anything
fool,
about it.
Dell.
I don't care about that.
You're a fool.
Wendy's a 7-touchdown favorite overall.
Clearly. But
that's what I'm saying.
Kay Adams.
She's not listening.
Kay Adams, She's like Washington. She's like Michigan State when they played Alabama in the CFP. Well coached. Not as talented as Alabama, clearly, but been coached up. But when it comes down to it, if it actually came to something, Cyrus, there would be a punt return that'd wipe her off the floor.
Let me ask you a question. Will Rashawn Gary play in a bowl game?
No. Why would he?
I say yes. Well, I think most players, I think the default is,
I think you know, this started that he's not playing.
Really?
Yeah, he's not playing.
Because this all started with Christian McCaffrey and Leonard Fournette having ankle issues.
Yeah.
And injury
I don't know
issues
what Rashawn Gary's going
that,
through, though.
That makes it, that seems more reasonable to miss
but
games
for
that.
Does Rashawn Gary have any issues? I don't know. Do you? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I know Twee is here, so let's get ladies always to the front of the line.
Let's go.
Let's get her in here. Hey, Twee.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. How are you?
Good. This is, I met you guys over at Prime.
Yes, oh, yeah, Twee. Yeah, yeah. Where have you been? Why haven't you been back?
I know, because I work on Friday, so every time y'all are there, because I know y'all are going to, are y'all going to be there next weekend?
Yes, I'm going to be working, as a matter of fact, doing the show from there because we got a big, oh my God, the St. Arnold's deal is going on. Twee, I want to do a little spot here for Prime. They're going to introduce a limited beer that is going to, and these people go crazy for this, but it's going to be at Prime. They're going to do it that Saturday. The Texans play, it's the 15th. The Texans play on that day at 4:30. This place is going to be, it's going to be great. St. Arnold's is going to be there with a limited edition beer. And these are you beer snobs that are, you know, I don't care if it's Coors Light, then I'm going to drink it. Okay. But you beer snobs, you have got to be at Prime for this on Saturday. It's going to be huge. You going to be there?
I'm going to try. I have another tournament that day somewhere because I made day two, but I will be there if it's at 12.
It's at noon. Okay. The tournament is at 2 that day. The tournament's at 2. Okay.
No, I'll come by just to say hi to you guys, but I have another tournament that I made day two for that I got to be at.
Oh, you're cheating on Prime. That's fine. Okay, whatever. What's going
on? I was there yesterday.
You were there yesterday? Oh, nice. Nice. I hadn't seen you there in forever. Well, we'll have to see you back out there.
Great.
So what are your thoughts on Kareem Hunt?
I feel like, did he really push her? Didn't he push the guy and then it hit her? And then the kick wasn't like, it was a shove, right?
It was more of a pusher, like use the foot to kind of.
It was kind of just a disrespectful. Push. It wasn't actually a hurtful kick.
Luckily, there was somebody to jump in.
Yeah.
There was somebody to jump in, especially at the beginning. They got thrown aside, and then it was the fact that he kept going after her multiple times.
He's got anger management issues.
Something's going on.
I mean, for a girl that, I don't care what she said, you just get rid of her. He didn't even know her. That she could be that hurtful to him, he's got issues.
The official report is that they invited him up, they were underage, or they found out they were underage, so they kicked him out. She wanted to stay in. She got into it with a girl who was at the party that you can't see in the video that's inside the place. and that's what started everything. And then one of his boys snatched up the cell phone of somebody else who was recording. Like, that doesn't look suspicious at all.
Right.
This was not a Ray Rice situation. For those who haven't seen the video, this was not a Ray Rice situation if you think that happened.
Well, Ray Rice didn't have anybody in between he and his wife. If that guy wasn't there,
we don't know.
We don't know what Kareem Jackson. What did you think of the video?
No, Hunt.
Or what did I say, Kareem Jackson?
Okay. He's a young kid. I don't think he should lose his whole career over this. I understand he has issues, right?
Right.
But he seemed very sincere in the interview yesterday. Did y'all watch that?
I don't play. You know, let me just tell you this.
Yeah.
I've gotten to the point where I don't care what's said in these. Did you know he also supposedly they're investigating him punching a guy in the face in Ohio at a resort?
Yeah, recently. Yeah.
I mean, is that not
so? He does have, yeah. That he says it's not him. It is him. That's what he did.
If he wants to
you
go,
gotta, get, you got. He now he did own it. I will say that.
Yeah.
But you're right. When you lose your livelihood, Twee, I don't care what you said anymore. What did you do? Okay, what did you do? And you can be as remorseful as possible. Guess why? Because you just lost millions and millions of dollars.
But John, this is not going to. Now Ray Rice lost his forever.
Yeah.
He could have kept playing. He was not at the apex of his career. No one wanted to take him on. Kareem Hunt is different. Number one, he didn't knock anyone out. Listen, And Kareem Hunt is better right now, frankly. But the NFL is going to come down hard on him. I think he's going to miss. I think he may be gone for a whole year before he can come back. I think the NFL is going to come down really hard. It will look disproportionate to what happened with Ray Rice, and you'll have people fussing about it. But the fact is, they have to come down hard on any domestic. You just had the Washington Redskins claim Reuben Foster,
right,
who has multiple allegations.
Now, here's the deal, though. Whether or not they do a year, though, they have a policy in place, though. What specific number of games? I'm not sure.
But they went over it. Remember when they started
and Kareem reduced it, but they reduced Greg Hardy, right? Yeah.
And since then, exactly. And that's why it's not going to happen anymore.
Right, right.
Because they messed up.
Right.
They should have never reduced Greg
Hardy. I don't think he should lose his career either. Here's the deal. He's a good running back. He won't lose his career. There's a reason that Colin Kaepernick's not in the league. There's a reason Ray Rice didn't get back in the league. They weren't worth it. Are you worth it? Kareem Hunt is going to be worth it to some team.
Yep, I agree.
But he's got to go get help. Thanks for the call, Tweet. We appreciate
it. Yeah, Tweet. Thanks for
listening. But, you know, you got to go get, like, somebody, Jermaine, he said, did the NFL even get him any help, Reuben Foster? Reuben didn't want it. Reuben doesn't think what he did is fundamentally wrong at all.
Reuben is from a culture of, he believes that, hey, listen, what'd she say? She's going to have to get a fresh one. Okay? He believes that. And he's got to change. He has to change his thinking on that.
Well, I think Kareem Hunt, if he's sincere about it, will get a talking to from the league. There's going to be a lot of people who say he didn't do anything. The point is, the NFL now has to look at intent also. And when there's video, and let's just be honest about it. When you say video or didn't happen, that old saying, there's video, either you have video or it didn't happen. Has it ever been more true?
No.
These instances of domestic violence make it very obvious that people just don't care unless they see it.
That just happened in February. There was no video. The league didn't even talk to him about it. Oh my God, he got zero suspension. He had zero penalty for it. The video comes out, he's out of the league. What the hell? I mean, how did you
Well, the Chiefs decided to release him.
Right, because he lied to him.
Which is their right.
They've had, they're like a team that is like teetering. Okay. They've had domestic violence issues.
They have, Tariq. Go look at Adam Schefter when he first said Kareem Hunt's been released. Go read all the replies. About 35% of them are Tariq Hill comments.
Right, right.
Like Tariq Hill's at home, like, and they're showing, you know, the Homer Simpson back into the bushes or somebody leaning back in their car. Because they have Tariq Hill and they took so much crap, they cannot take any chances with Kareem Hunt.
No. And Kareem Hunt's got to go. Quickly, let's get Casey in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Casey?
Hey, guys. I was just calling about the Kareem Hunt thing. And I'm going to try to not be biased about it because I am a Cowboys fan. But I just want y'all to help me understand the process or the thought process behind the NFL. How do you launch a one-year investigation with Zeke and suspend him for six games, and you've got a third party telling you that, you know, the woman that accused him was an unreliable source? They've got proof that she was trying to blackmail him and get her friends involved to lie on her side, and you suspend him for six weeks. But with Kareem Hunt, you don't even talk to him, you know, like you were saying, like that. This just, I don't understand how you can mess this up at every single turn. The Giants kicker who's beating on his stepson and his pregnant wife and gets a game. Like, it's like every single
he's
out of the league now, but they screwed that up. They screw it. I'm telling you, this administration screws every decision up.
You know, but Zeke,
every decision.
Like, Cowboy fans will act like Zeke was like, that was.
No, Zeke, do you know what
you
Zeke
mean
was?
When he pulled down the girl's top and grabbed her breast on a float? Like,
right.
That's the very definition of sexual assault.
I'll tell you this, Casey. I think Zeke was on a date, and I think Zeke was more preemptive. Zeke, and you're on a dangerous run right here. You're out of control. Sit for six games, and then you're going to find out that you really, really like your livelihood. So guess what? You're gonna straighten your ass out. And I really believe that. I think that they were like, Zeke, you're getting out of control, and we're going to put you, and we're going to make sure that you understand you ain't doing this in our league.
Zeke had some issues at Ohio State. Zeke was having issues at Dallas, and there was physical there was picture proof and all this stuff. They had a separate investigator come in and look at it. That was one. Cowboy fans will point to this and that. Investigators will point to this, that whatever. There has to be, the league has to really get on a path of unearthing every bit of information that they possibly can on any kind of an issue. They really have to get out in front of it. The Greg Hardy thing was a huge disaster because Greg was he is a trash person.
Card-carrying bad guy.
You know, and the fact is, Ray Rice is not a bad guy. Ray Rice made a very poor choice in a snap decision that altered his life forever and ended his career.
Yeah, that punch, though, I think it was I have a hard time thinking that he was so casual about it, and then the way he went about it, I can't believe. And listen, we don't have any other proof.
I just know there was
just
nothing before.
So cavalier that it was like, hey, that's what I do. I mean,
I don't know, but that's unfair for you to just say that
unfair.
Too. Without
it
knowing.
Is unfair. Yeah. It is unfair. However, when you see that, it's like, oh my God. That was just far too casual.
I get
for
it,
me.
But if you had not seen it on video,
right?
We are desensitized to, unless we see it and we see the video proof. It's like, and it's really shocking what we let go, what we hear about, and what we let go.
Well,
if there's no video,
this Kareem Hunt thing. Well, the Kareem Hunt thing. Until the video came.
There's way more abusive stuff. I mean, physical damage it's done. But if we actually, we'll hear about it. But if we see it, and it's
that's
not
fine.
Just against women.
No,
I mean,
no.
Just violence.
Anything
in general. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? You know what they're not, what Kareem Hunt's not now? A champion. You know what you can be? A champion. All you have to do right now is go to 1560energy.com, 1560energy.com, and you, my friends, are going to be champions of your own money. You're going to have it in your pocket. You will love Champion Energy because you have more money every single month. Business-wise, but personally, the bottom line is the bottom line. Why would you spend more than you have to? Well, go to 1560energy.com, and you, my friends, are going to be a winner. Champion winner. 1560energy.com. That's 1560energy.com.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. The number, if you'd like to get in here. Some people call in first. Let's talk about enough about Kareem Hunt. Let's talk about sports. This is kind of sports. It's sportsy. What? Okay. Let me ask you this. Since it's what are the odds Monday, right?
That's not a thing.
It kind of is. Right?
No.
And Lance's other show?
I think they do that on Wednesdays.
On his number one. It's Wednesdays? What are the odds Wednesdays?
I believe so.
Oh, I thought it was what are the odds Mondays. But, okay, what are the odds that the Houston Texans pick up Kareem Hunt?
Zero.
Well, we've got new ownership.
No, zero. What are the odds that the Texans are mentioned with Le'Veon Bell in the offseason? I kind of think
you could get Kareem Hunt cheaper.
I think good.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah,
I think he would cost less.
Yeah, I kind of think. Now, he won't be there as much. Well, I don't know. I haven't seen Le'Veon Bell either.
It's the last time he played a football game.
Yeah, right? He sat out a whole year. So you got Kareem Hunt. He sits out a year. Oh, well, same thing.
You know, but Phillip Lindsay's a great example of right now, Lamar Miller's running the ball well. I mean, he really is. All this guy does is get 100-yard games. I mean, he's running the ball well. Alfred Blue did fine yesterday.
Dude, I want to tell you this whole thing about this Texans offensive line has outplayed. And for Pro Football Focus to have them still at 27th, dude, they are running the ball down everybody's throat.
They're gashing it right now.
They're gashing it.
Devlin's done a really good job of getting them to work together.
And, oh, by the way, did Sean, what did he have? Did he have one sack yesterday?
No, he had two right there in the first half. So, I don't know. No,
Well, how? But did it seem like to you that he was harried all day?
He was getting out of stuff like Myles Garrett.
He gets out of stuff because he creates that a lot. He doesn't throw
it's
on. It's
a combination. He creates some of his own issues, but there was some.
I'm not putting it on.
There was some pressure.
There
was some pressure.
There was some pressure. You know what? They got good defensive linemen. Actually, there's supposed to be some pressure. It's the NFL.
You know what? I actually have. I'm going to see.
But
if
that
it's
that he couldn't get anything done because of their defensive line. That's incorrect.
How many yards did Deshaun pass for? Do you know?
260, 240.
It says 197.
What?
Passing yards.
Stop that silliness.
Third down conversions, 8 of 16. Cleveland giveaways, 4, Houston, 0.
224.
Cleveland sacks, 4, Houston, 0. So they did not sack. Deshaun was sacked 4 times. Baker Mayfield was never sacked.
Yeah, 4 sacks for 27 yards. But it wasn't, I don't think, it didn't seem to me like their defensive line or the pass blocking prohibited the Texans from getting stuff done. You know what? Deshaun creates a lot of problems, but he also gets out of a lot of stuff because of his athleticism.
Yeah, it's a combination. I mean, it's the same thing with Ben Roethlisberger early in his career. I cause some of the problems. I get out of some of the problems. Yeah. You just want Deshaun, like Ben has later in his career, you want it to happen earlier, but you want Deshaun to understand to work with better tempo so that he doesn't self-sack or self-pressure. The Texans' 9-game win streak is the longest in franchise history.
Thank you.
It is the longest in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
9 is the
because the Saints
lost. Longest winning streak. Right. It is the first time ever that a team has won 9 games after starting 0-3. Their points per game in the first 3 games, the losses were 19.7. Right now, it's 27. Turnover differential, -2 in the first 3 games, +10 in the 9-game win streak.
Okay, what are the odds? What are the odds that the Texans get a bye? 28%, correct?
According to ESPN's analytics, 28%.
Right. The Chiefs are 83%. The
74-75 for the Patriots.
The Patriots are 74-75%.
I think so, the odds
so, okay,
are not
what are the
great.
Odds?
Not great.
What are the odds that the Texans finish the season undefeated?
13 in a row, I'd say... Relatively low. I'd say in the 25% range.
So they'll be a favorite against the Colts. They'll be a favorite against the Jets. They'll be a favorite against the Jags.
I think they'll be a dog against the Eagles. And they the game. So if Jacksonville's defense shows, Jacksonville just doesn't show enough offensively to really concern you. I mean, I know they have a talented defense, but if the Texans score 13, that might be enough.
Listen, that's the last game of the year. They're going to be...
Jacksonville will be in vacation mode.
That'll be 1-2-3 Cancun.
So the two toughest you still think are... You thought the Browns would be tough. They weren't tough because they got Bakered. Andrew Luck is more likely to be able to handle Romeo Crennel.
Especially after last week. But you probably learned quite a bit. Listen, I like him against the Colts here. I don't know what the line is. We'll see what the line is going to be, but I like...
The prognosis of Jonathan Joseph?
That's a concern, and I'll tell you why. J.J.O., not like J.J.O.'s played great lately, but you saw what happened with Antonio Callaway. Way too fast for anybody the Texans had. He almost had 2 touchdowns in one single drive, and both of them ended up being non-touchdowns. Right. One was a fumble. But
one was a penalty.
And you've got noted Texan killer, T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah,
did it seem to you guys like Baker threw for 400 yards?
He would have thrown for more.
397. It should have been another 60 or 70. But
he still got that back. The fumble didn't take away his yard, so he got
penalty did.
It was the same play, though. Same drive, right?
Same drive, yeah.
So he would have got 1 yard count of either way.
Yeah, that is true. Boy, he was gashing him that drive, that's for sure. I'm telling you, the Patriots going to lose one of these games down the stretch here.
Well, they beat the Vikings, which we talked about. We thought was one of their bigger tests. They always, it's always weird for them down in Miami. Which is this upcoming
at
week.
Miami?
Do you feel good about yourself having the root for the Dolphins, John?
I'm gonna love the Dolphins.
Okay, who's after
at
that?
The Steelers, the Bills, and the Jets to finish up the season.
You just told us the Steelers suck, and they play well in Pittsburgh. So I'm not sure about that one.
Right. I like the Dolphins' chances.
Oh,
here.
Dolphins
always play them tough at the end of the year at home, don't they?
Yeah, always.
Always.
How about I give you some Deshaun Watson stats that you may find interesting? 17 straight games with a passing touchdown. That's a franchise record. Okay? He beat Matt Schaub, who had 16 straight games. He broke that record yesterday. Watson has 19 straight games with an offensive touchdown. It's the second longest streak by a player to start his career. since 1970.
What is that again?
Watson has 19 straight games with an offensive touchdown, and it is which means every game he's played. Right? He's played 19. So every game, no.
He's played more than that, isn't he?
To start his career.
But he didn't. Six, seven.
Six.
Seven last year because he came in against the Jags, right? He started six, played in
he
seven.
Had se- he played in seven games last year.
Yeah, and then he's played.
Yeah, touchdown.
And how many now this year?
12.
12?
That's 19.
That's 19?
Yeah. So every game to start his career, he's had a touchdown.
Right.
Second longest streak since 1970. Here is who else. I'm going to work my way up. Jay Cutler, 9. That's it, 9. Matthew Stafford, 10. Mark Rippon, 11. Deshaun Watson, 19. Active player right now, quarterback. Jameis Winston. Isn't that a shocker? 28 straight games with a touchdown. And Jameis is not a guy that's going to run.
Wait, with an offensive touchdown, not a touchdown pass.
Yeah, but it's not like Jameis is a big runner.
No, but they've scored a touchdown in 28 straight games. Is it a touchdown pass or a touchdown?
No, with an offensive touchdown. He has to score a touchdown.
Where he's thrown or run for a touchdown. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that sound like Winston would put up 28 straight?
Maybe. I don't know.
During his streak? When all the other records, when what I just told you?
I don't like Jameis Winston and Deshaun in the same sentence.
Yeah, but you have Jake.
National championship.
Okay, well, here's your guys. All right, do you like any of these guys? Jay Cutler.
No.
Matthew Stafford.
I don't like any of this.
Winston.
I don't like this.
Mark Rippon won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. It's kind
Mark Rippon, and he's handsome.
I wouldn't say that.
Actually, he's got a daughter that's a model.
Well, that's good for her. That's not him.
She's got moms.
NFL quarterback doesn't matter what you look like. You could look like Mark Rippon.
Most passing touchdowns, first 19 games. Kurt Warner, 45. Dan Marino, 44. Deshaun Watson, 40. Pat Mahomes, 37. Mm-hmm. So here comes Pat Mahomes. He's not at 19 games yet, but he's got 37.
Good Lord, Pat Mahomes already 37. Holy crap.
Yeah, he's only got 12 games. So he's got seven more games where he needs nine touchdowns in seven games to beat Kurt Warner.
Oh, screw you, Kurt Warner. Jerk. Time for you to talk about how maybe Deshaun needs some testosterone.
I don't think he does. Honestly, the way he's playing, I don't think so. All he's doing is winning. And if you are not winning, and maybe you do need some testosterone. Maybe it's the fact that you're not as competitive as you once were. Testosterone can have a negative impact on a lot of different things. First and foremost is your drive, your determination, your effort, your energy. These are things that are hampered by a lack of testosterone. These are things that are bolstered with proper testosterone levels. And if you don't have proper testosterone levels, it can have a huge impact on the quality of life. Make sure that you go to the website at menstclinic.com. Find one of the locations nearest you. It doesn't take long to go in and find out what Men's T Clinic can do for you in terms of getting your testosterone checked. If your levels are low, they'll work with your insurance company to get you covered. But really, guys, laying on a couch on a weekend is not the way to go through life. I had an awesome Saturday filled with a ton of stuff. And one of the reasons I can do that is because the testosterone level is where it's supposed to be. And I've got that drive and that energy to get through and push through and enjoy life and not just, you know, live to work. You got to work to live. And that's what Men's T Clinic can help you get back to doing. Go to menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com. Pearland, Pasadena, Cypress, and of course, right there in the Heights, it's Men's T Clinic.
This is ESPN 97.5.
What the hell?
Dell was in here with his birth thing again. There was birth. There's before birth, Dell, and then there's what?
Well, don't.
It's before birth, and then there's after the birth. Yeah.
And that's what you think Texas is?
No, that's not what I said. I said
you kind of did.
I said
you really did.
No, what I said was Oklahoma is the Big 12's baby because they're in the CFP for what is it, the fourth time now or the third time now? And Texas is what comes after the baby, and they're the leftovers that are now in the Sugar Bowl.
I don't think this. If you're in the Sugar Bowl, that you're the after.
If you're a four-loss team in the Sugar Bowl, you're kind of a leftover. You're the team that had to be taken because the Big 12 representative is in the CFP.
Yeah.
Because if Oklahoma did not make the CFP, if Georgia made it, Texas would be like the Alamo Bowl or something.
Yeah. Texas is in playing Georgia. Is that cool? Yeah, how do you think that's going to work out for Texas?
Depends if Georgia wants to play or not.
That's the because they feel like they should. Anytime this happens, that you feel like you should have been in a bigger bowl or in the playoff, you inevitably, it just seems like they just flop. So that's where Texas's best chance lies. Otherwise, if you're looking at the two teams, I mean, that looks like it's an unfair fight. If you want to know the truth. After what I watched, they played back to back. What I watched of Texas and what I watched, and who knows, maybe Texas. We'll see. We'll see what kind of game they give him. But your point too. What's Tom Herman's record going to be if he loses this game?
Well, I asked you guys how would Texas people feel because I know you're in the Sugar Bowl, but 7-6 last year. If you lose a game that you're going to be favorites or you're going to be an underdog in, that makes you 9-5. That's a 5-loss season. What are you, 16-11? In Texas,
yeah, but I mean, let's be honest. Last year's team, you took over a team that's not your team. I think anytime we talk about
coaches, a lot of disgruntled players.
Yeah, a lot of disgruntled players. He wanted to clean it up and get his own culture in here. I don't really think what he did last year is super important. I think it's more where you guard this year. Like, I don't know if you want to judge a guy on what he does with other people's players. That's fine, I guess.
Well he's going to have those. Well. He's going to have a lot of those players for the next 3 years, unless they transfer out.
Hey, yeah, you had to coach him. Hey, Bob Stoops won.
I think you got to get rid of
Bob Stoops won a national championship with, but then he went on and won a bunch of Big 12 championships. Les Miles won with Saban's players.
Knows how to get players, but I don't like. What does his record last year really have to? I don't care what the record is. I care about are you consistently non-competitive in certain situations? Are like, it's how do the games play out? Like
the eye test, they're a better team. They're on the right track.
Five. I get it. You Big 12 title game, so you lost that one. If you didn't lose that one, you would have.
Lost to a CFP
so if you're,
team.
If you're 9-5 at the end of the season, and you understand that you lost to one team that made the CFP and another team that, for all intents and purposes, could have made the CFP, is that a good season?
How did you play? I don't care what the record is. How did you play? Because I've seen some really trash 9-5 teams.
That's fine. You don't care how the record is. The record will become a big deal if he's losing
Is the people's energy around a program really is relevant. It's really regards how they're playing. Like, disappointing loss, but I mean, let's face it. They gave away the West Virginia game late in that game, the way that they handled that. They gave that one away. Oklahoma State, they self-disciplined, and it cost them, frankly. It cost them badly in that first quarter of that game. But those are two losses. That Tech game was a monster. I thought they had to win Texas Tech, because if you lose three straight, I thought that would have really gone sideways on Tom Herman. I thought that was a big win for them. Losing to Oklahoma I don't think is the end of the world, because you did beat them earlier this year, too. And let's face it, Mack Brown had a hard, hard, hard time beating Bob Stoops, and that dogged him for a long time, and Mack had a lot of success. But beating Oklahoma is a really, really big deal at Texas. It's a really big deal. And Tom Herman beat them this year and then lost to them in the Big 12 championship game in a pretty competitive game. They didn't get blown out. They didn't get their asses handed to them at all. It was a pretty competitive game. I think that team looks like a solid top 25 team. At no point have they looked like a top 10 team to me. There's never been a time where they should have legitimately been inside the top 10 from a standpoint of being one of the 10 best teams. But I do think they're headed in the right direction.
And I believe the moral victory's in this season. There will be no all the stuff you're talking about now.
Yes, that's correct.
Hey,
I don't think Texas is really full of moral. If you want to know the truth, Longhorn fans I talk to, they're not really super feeling Tom Herman. So I don't know why he hasn't been able to win them over so far with a win over Oklahoma or whatever. I guess it's people don't expect – they're not going to be patient. You better win.
You got
to
win.
Tom Herman needs to have a 2-loss season next year, and it needs to end with a conference championship. That's what – I mean, a conference title. That's the sense I get from Longhorn fans. No Kyler Murray, you know. So I think they're expecting, all right, it's time to win. Now, they'll do it without little Jordan, who I hear is gone. They'll do it without Colin Johnson, who I hear is gone. So they're going to lose some guys that can play.
How's
a little
Colin
bit too.
Johnson not even on an honorable mention? Big 12.
I had no idea about that until they said it on a broadcast. Yeah. I'm like,
how is he not honorable mention? Big
because
12.
It's a blitzkrieg of offense in the conference. He didn't have 1,000 yards receiving and 40
so
touchdowns.
What? That dude
you
is
can't
good.
Be on if you don't have at least 1,600 yards receiving and 30 touchdowns. It's a Big 12.
That
what's wrong
dude
with you?
Is good. Let's get Marco in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Marco.
Hey, fellas, can you hear me?
Yep.
All righty. Hey, diehard Packer fan here. I don't know if y'all have already talked about it, but I'm on my way to work. I'm curious to know, now that McCarthy is fired, who do you think will be the next coach that'll hopefully guide them?
So Philbin steps in. And it was, you know what? McCarthy did a nice, he did a nice job. But he's been petering out over the last few years, and his time has come and gone. Like, it was time to make a change. Aaron Rodgers is not in love with him.
No, and that's
it. Was time to change.
Then that's where
you're... As far as next coach, I don't even know what my guess would be.
I have no idea. No idea.
I don't know who the hot coordinators are right now. I'd have to go look at a list of coordinators to see if there's someone out there. I don't think the Packers have to get a retread coach. I'm not sure that they care about that. I think they'll try to go with the best next man up type approach.
Yep.
And somebody who won't cost an arm and a leg, they're not going to pay an arm and a leg for head coach.
The Packers postgame show is from 1 to 4 right here on ESPN 97.5. So you will be able to...
What do you mean?
Oh, Joel Blank.
Joel.
Oh.
Joel will come in with all of his green on today. Because
not today, he won't.
Will he be celebrating?
Yeah,
McCarthy's
he'll be
fired?
Celebrating that Mike McCarthy's gone.
They just got beat by the Cardinals.
Well, if you saw them that game.
But, okay, they lost the battle. Did they win the war with that, getting rid of McCarthy?
It felt like Aaron Rodgers was trying to win the war because he was short-arming throws that you would think, hey, Aaron, that's a wide open out for 5 yards. You're trying to move down the field. Davante Adams is diving to make plays. Like, are you trying to get McCarthy fired by throwing balls in the dirt and Devontae isn't on the same page as you? And then Mason Crosby, back to his issues, missing a game or game-time kick.
You think at some point Aaron Rodgers goes, let's get in there and win this game today. And by win, I mean lose. Because if we lose to Arizona, I'm almost positive we can get rid of this guy.
Yep. Does McCarthy get another job?
I think he does.
Yeah.
He's had success in the NFL. I think
he's the kind of retread guy. I don't know about Marvin Lewis.
Does Marvin hang in Cincinnati?
So, and if he gets fired,
Riverboat
I don't Ron? Know that anybody
is
hires.
Is Riverboat Ron clean right now?
I don't think he is. Because that's a better football team than they're showing the last 4 weeks.
Dirk Cutter, can he survive? I mean, these are all... You know, Mike, you're going to have a chance for Mike McCarthy to land a job.
Right. I think Rivera will be a coordinator again. Maybe he gets another
head coach.
Do you think so?
He could be, yeah.
I think McCarthy does. Dirk Cutter's probably a coordinator again. Probably. I mean, that was a big move for him. They loved him so much, though. They just said, beat it, because we can't afford to lose this guy. And apparently that wasn't the right move. We'll see. 9 o'clock, ESPN 97.5. No, we're healed today. He's off. We do have a winner for our staycation, by the way. We'll announce that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. So if you were in it, in one of the candidates, keep on listening because we have the winner. You know what's a winner? Del Frisco's. It's a tradition of excellence. If you are looking for the best steak in this city, I'm looking at a prime rib right now. Start a new tradition. Celebrate Christmas Day at Del Frisco's. They're going to be open, featuring prime rib and signature selections from their menu. They'll be open from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Reserve your table now for a holiday dinner to be remembered. You go to DelFrisco's.com, DelFrisco's.com, DelFrisco's.Houston at DFRG.com. And you, my friends, are going to find that you're going to get a $20 bonus card. with the purchase of a $100 gift card at Del Frisco's. How about that? An extra 20%. An extra 20%. A $100 gift card, you get a $20 bonus card. That's a nice deal right there. So go to delfriscos.com and see for yourself. Reserve now. The menu is second to none. Christmas dinner at Del Frisco's. December 25th, open. Make your reservation. They've got a limited menu featuring a holiday favorite, prime rib. You can also choose other Del Frisco's features like a dry-aged steak or Wagyu tasting from a limited menu of steaks and signature favorites. Open on Christmas Day from 3 to 8. Make your reservation now at delfriscos.com, delfriscos.com. But I'm still caged
inside. This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.